Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Distributed nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
The vein of night, the cuts of path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the board of total darkness.
As the late great Dan Fogelberg brings back his songs, The Nexus from the Innocent Age album, I encourage you to get it. You'll thank me later. Greg Sullivan is our guest, our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having by the way, Greg, you got a website you want to give us?
Jim, I work at Carnival Corporation.
I wasn't sure. Go ahead, say it again.
I'm the Vice President of Information Technology at Carnival Corporation. It's time for you to go on a cruise. Get Devana out there.
I'm glad you, well, you know, listeners. I needed you to say that because you hadn't, I knew that, but you hadn't told me I could say that. Because it's a brand new job.
It is, and I'm having a blast.
I bet you are. Well, congratulations.
Company.
Folks, if like I've told you before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. This man's VP of security VP of cybersecurity?
The VP of Information Technology.
IT. That's bigger. That's a bigger title than I gave him.
But I do a lot in security compliance
for the entire global Carnival cruise organization, folks.
Yes.
This is the kind of folks that
we
hang out with around here. Greg, I want to congratulate you. I want to stop for a minute.
Thank you.
That is high cotton, buddy, and I'm proud of you.
It is fun. It's a wonderful company. We provide a great service. And we're really a $16 to $17 billion company.
Wow.
We have over 100,000 employees. We sail on ships all around the globe.
And
we deal with a lot of security.
You do, boy.
Compliance challenges.
Yeah, you get some malware in those ships, and you could have all kinds of problems. Well, congratulations! I'm just glad to know that you're still employable. I mean, that's what's impressing me.
Yeah, well, I'll just say this, and I'm not talking about anyone else, perhaps on this call, but some of us still are.
I know. I'm not employable. I know. I'm history in that area. So, okay, talk to us. Let's talk to us about some of the laws that we might be running into as we deal with
cyber
threats.
Yeah, Jim. So you know, the big trend right now is it's not really so much on the security side; it's on the privacy side. So we all possess information about our customers, our vendors, our suppliers, and so forth. And we have to. There are new laws coming into effect. They're starting in Europe. And the EU and the UK post-Brexit will follow these laws, they said. We have to take a more extraordinary measures than normal to protect and manage the data that we have about our customers. And the fines for not...
You're talking about American companies doing business in Europe are going to have to step up their game.
That is correct. And this is one of the first times that a law follows the citizen, not the company.
Wow.
So think about my situation at Carnival, where I have EU residents coming to cruise on our ships, maybe even from ports of sail outside of Europe.
Wow. So you're
still have
somebody boards your one of your boats from one of those countries, you're subject to their laws.
That is correct. And that's
wow.
New in privacy laws, and we think it's a trend that will continue, we know. China has new privacy laws coming.
Wow.
That, you know, a lot of people want to tap into that market. We're sailing out of China now, so Australia has strict laws. Various countries in the EU do. And so the laws make sense from the individual's perspective, but none of us in business have built our systems or managed that data as if we knew that were coming.
Right.
You know, we are... legacy systems that we've been operating for years and years, and they're designed around a function, not around an individual.
Right.
And so,
do you see a digital solution? Do you see a digital solution coming up? I mean, you know what I've been saying for a long time. We're analog beings operating as refugees in a digital world. Do you see us creating digital solutions to zapping these things and getting this problem out of our way eventually?
There are some new ideas that are on the horizon that I think will be potentially revolutionary in the way this works. So think about this, Jim. Right now, when I want to do business with someone, I give them my data.
Right.
So
we have
my medical data, my payment data, my account data, information about me. And I do that with everybody I do business with. But why don't we turn that around? Why isn't it about me and my data and who I choose to do business with, and I give you access to it in its most current form whenever I choose for you to operate on it?
Right.
As opposed to you keeping it and putting it at risk.
Do you see block?
So think about that.
I need you. I got to wrap it up, but we always have more to talk about. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jimmy.
Congratulations on the new assignment at Carnival. Carnival.com, folks. Greg Sullivan.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.